The Chemical Reporter.
Another warm welcome. This is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. The question keeping me busy this week is from Sabrina in Wisconsin. She noticed that paper bags don't tear very easily. Even if the milk you just bought leaks while you're on your way home from the store, the bag holds quite a long time. Therefore, she would like to know, how is paper made tear-proof? Paper is inherently not very sturdy. Especially when wet, it tears very easily. This is quickly noticeable if you're running through pouring rain with a newspaper over your head. The pages soften up faster than we'd like them to. Wet newspaper is 20 times less durable than dry paper. Yet why doesn't the paper bag with the milk leaking out tear as quickly? The paper bag and the newspaper both consist of the same material. Let us take a look at the paper bag under the microscope. It consists mainly of cellulose fibers, a material derived primarily from wood. In paper, the cellulose fibers form a dense mesh. Like a bridge, the hydrogen atoms connect each crossing point. If these bridges between the fibers are weak, the paper will tear quickly. If these connections are stabilized and widened, the paper becomes more durable. In addition, special chemical fortifiers are added during the manufacturing process. This chemical building material enlarges the contact points between the paper fibers and makes the structure at each crossing point much more stable. This tear-proof paper is not only important for shopping bags, but also for paper towels, coffee filters, or tea bags. The tear-proof stability of newspaper could also be increased by about 30% this way. Simply brilliant. The paper is not made any thicker by being processed and treated with the chemical fortifiers. Researchers are continually working on a way to make paper bags as thin as plastic bags without tearing more easily. That saves on valuable resources and protects our forests. Okay, I have to go now and get my shopping done, naturally using a shopping bag made of paper. Enjoy. I look forward to sharing more with you next week. And I sure won't be getting ripped. Ciao for now. I'm Jeff, your chemical reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the chemical reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.